سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and honorable friends, just last week Jummah we made namaz at the Markaz in Albania, in Tirana. You know, at present Muslims in Kosovo are being chased out of their homes, and the bulk of them are coming into Albania. Most of the refugees are found in Albania. And whilst we were there, and every time I saw the refugees, this one ayat came to my mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat, addressing the mu'mineen, and with great love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the mu'mineen, and he says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concedes to the iman of the believers. He accepts that they are believers. And he addresses them in that way, showing great affection and love. And he says, O believers, enter into Islam. Adopt Islam in totality, in completeness. Adopt Islam. That means become sincere and true practical Muslims. Here we may understand that at one point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, O mu'mineen, believers, and at another point Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that enter into Islam. That means a mu'min, when he's a mu'min, he's not a Muslim. So from here we learn that iman and Islam are two different things. Iman is in the heart of a person, and Islam is what he advertises himself, what he shows out in practice. When he puts the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into practice, and he advertises that, not for show, but with sincerity. You can advertise with sincerity also, as a businessman he'll tell you, how he advertises with sincerity so that he wants good business. So you can advertise your Islam, you can show your Islam. And when you put that into practice, that is called Islam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to his beloved bandas, to his beloved servants, those who have accepted him and accepted Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the total and true guide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that, O you believers, O mu'mineen, bring Islam into practice, bring it into you, become sincere and true Muslims. Put it into practice. When you are going to put it into practice, then definitely people are going to see that this is Islam. Now when you are going to put Islam into practice, my dear friends, you have to go through a lot of trials and tribulations, difficulties, tests. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us this in the Quran. The story of Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word falamma aslama wa tallahu lil jabin. The word Islam is used here. And beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam, both of them, they brought Islam into practice. Falamma aslama. And how? when they accepted this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what kind of an order was it? It was just a dream. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam dreamed. And you all know the story. And he saw this only as a dream. And he told his son that I dream that I have to slaughter you. I have to sacrifice you. And what does the son say? He was, after all, the son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. He says, oh my father, do as you are told. And don't worry, you will find me from amongst those who have patience, who have sabr. And Allah and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam followed this order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although to us it looks absurd. If we have to be given such an order, we would make 120,000 ta'wils or try and look for loopholes in order to avoid that order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam on the first go called his son. The very first time he dreamed, he called his son and he said, this is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you think about it? And when they went and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam put him on the ground to slaughter him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about it. And he loved this action so much that up to today, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the best of ummah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them to fulfill this dream of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called him, he refers to both of them, falamma aslama, that both of them showed their Islam. They advertised their Islam. They showed their Islam, they accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order, they were true and sincere Muslims. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders His beloved servants and He tells His advice. Whose advice will be better? Somebody that loves you and somebody that looks after you, who grants you wealth, health, who grants you everything in this dunya. If he, the one who loves you, he will give you good advice or bad advice. Definitely he will give you good advice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his infinite love, he gives you good advice. And he says that become true Muslims. Become, accept Islam in totality, with completeness. And show that Islam. Put it into practice. What is Islam? Islam are the practices of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The sunnats of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The shariat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is Islam. And iman, iman is in your heart. You accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the teachings of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is in your heart. And when you put it into practice, that is Islam. And Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was who put Islam into practice. The orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you put it into practice, that is Islam. The Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they put Islam into practice. And when you put Islam into practice, then only it becomes prosperous. Islam itself is prosperous. Why? Because it's an accepted religion by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna deena inda Allah al-Islam. The deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes is Islam. So it has its position. But to make yourself worthwhile in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have to practice the shariat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the shariat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Put it into practice. Thus, when I was in Albania, when we saw the refugees, And when you saw, when you met them, you ask them, are you Muslim? They would say, yes, I'm a Muslim. You ask the name, it's an un-Islamic name. Very few have Islamic names. But in their heart, they have that spark of Iman. If you tell them that, no man, this is not Islam, you're not a Muslim, you say, no, I am a Muslim. They will show you by force that they are Muslims, by name. Islam in practice is not found there. Unfortunately, through the suppression of communism there, mosques were destroyed. Islam was destroyed in practice. A young man or a person under the age of 65 could not make salam in the streets. He could not wear topi, he could not keep a beard. This was the suppression of communism there. And they achieved their aim in destroying practical Islam. Today, many, you will find that a Jew or a Christian will say, let me put up a mosque for you. And they do put up mosques. But they want you to be there without that spirit of Islam. And you think that a Jew or Christian, he put up a mosque for us, he must be a very good person. He will only be a good person when he accepts Islam. Don't be deceived and don't be cheated. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly states in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, again, with all the affection and love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls on his mu'minin banda that, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wa al-nasara awliya. That don't take the Yahud and don't accept the Nasara to be your friends, your bosom friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that advice, and yet we fall prey to such deceit and cheat. So they destroyed the mosques, they destroyed Islam, but the people kept Islam in their hearts. That was Iman. So they contain Iman. And with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the doors for them to put Islam into practice. When you go there, when you teach the little children to read Surah Fatiha, to make wudu or read namaz, then they was great, with a lot of eagerness and enthusiasm, join you in the salat, join you in making wudu, in making zikr or learning Surah Fatiha. So when there is some difficulty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens other doors. And the doors of practicing Islam has opened up for them. Alhamdulillah, many Arab brothers are doing work there. They're looking after the refugees, spending a lot of money, and at the same time teaching them deen, teaching them Islam. Most of the refugee camps that are run by the Arab brothers are well maintained. The refugees are given dignity, and with honor they are being fed without showing them that, you know, we're giving you something. No, with dignity they are being fed and looked after there, given all the facilities. And at the same time, you can't only give food when a person is hungry for deen also. So both are being fulfilled. Both the hungers are being fulfilled. They were hungry for deen, now they are hungry for food. So they are feeding them, and at the same time, in every camp of theirs, they have a person who's local Albanian, who's been taught deen, and he teaches the Kosovans. And there are some children from Kosovo that learned in universities in Damascus and Jordan, etc., who know about deen, they teach them deen. Inshallah, I mean, this is a very short period to explain more about the Kosovan situation, but it is very bad, my dear brothers. It is very, very bad. The situation there is absolutely chaotic. Thousands of refugees are coming in on a daily basis. They are being chased out of their homes. Different atrocities are committed. Little children, you ask them, where are your parents? They don't know. They visiting their uncles and aunties. And the Serbs came and said, within 5 minutes you must clear and move out from here. They didn't have the time to inform their parents where they're going to. And neither could their parents come and look for their children. They had to leave their homes. It was the day of Eid, Bakri Eid, which they call Bayram. They had food laid on the tables. The Serbs came, kicked all the food out, and told them to move out within 5 minutes. At the borders, when they were crossing the borders, the people took their valuables and they came. The Serbs knew that they have valuables on them. They asked them to take off all their jewelry. You must know that the Kosovans in Albania is a poor country, one of the poorest countries in Europe. Kosovo is not a poor country. People there had a good life. And Islam also was not suppressed in Kosovo as much as it was suppressed in Albania. So the people did have an opportunity to learn deen there. But unfortunately, because of the habits of the West were inculcated into them, they thought very little about Islam. They left with their valuables, they came to the borders. The Serbs asked them to take out all their jewelry, the gold that they had on them. The woman had to take it out. And how? They took the child away from the woman and said, take out all the valuables that you have, give it to us. Then you get your child. If not, they slaughtered the child in front of the parents. So these were the atrocities committed to our Muslim brothers. Those who had iman in them. Today, they are hungry to learn about deen. They have all the time available to them to learn about deen. And alhamdulillah, if brothers can go and spend time with them and teach them deen, this will be a great service to them. And our Arab brothers are doing a tremendously good job. This could happen to us, my dear brothers. It can happen to anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in Hadith al-Qudsi, that the hearts, you know, we blame so and so, and we blame the Americans, or we blame, they are to be blamed, of course. They've got their conspiracies or their tricks. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the hearts of the kings are in my hand. And if we are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we are practical Muslims, we follow the shariat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make things easy for us. But when we are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then adversities will be thrown open to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us that choice. And at the same time, in that very ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. That you must be alert all the time. Don't be asleep. That shaitan comes to you and he deceives you. And then you follow his path. When shaitan comes to you and he tells you to do a certain thing, how are you going to fight him? How are you going to stay away from that? When you got cancer, a sickness, cancer, how are you going to fight cancer? You're going to run to a medical practitioner, to a doctor, to a physician, and you're going to ask him to treat you. Similarly, my dear friends, when shaitan troubles you, shaitan will definitely trouble you. When you want to become a true Muslim, a true mu'min, shaitan will definitely trouble you. He will come to you. We know in the very story of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, shaitan came to him. And that is why we felt shaitan on when we go for Hajj. So what are we going to do? We sit back and let shaitan trouble us. We sit back and fulfill shaitan's desires and wishes. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. How are you going to fight shaitan? You tell me. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you want taqwa, if you want to be on the straight path and avoid guna, then you must go into the companies of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Get into the company of the pious people. This will save you from the atrocities of shaitan. You get into the company of the pious person and ask him for advice. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask them for advice. And definitely you will save yourself from cheating of shaitan, from the deceit of shaitan. So, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطَوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that don't follow shaitan. Don't take the path of shaitan. Because shaitan is your open enemy. Shaitan is your open enemy. So you must be, at all times, you must be alert. Today, unfortunately, we do good work. We make ibadat. But at the same time, we make guna also. It is like a tank. You fill that tank up with petrol or with water, and at the bottom you leave the taps open. Will that tank ever get filled? That tank won't get filled. It's like we are trying to fill ourselves with ibadat, but we have left the taps of guna open. So my dear friends and brothers, inshallah we'll have a detailed discussion after Isha Salah here regarding the crisis of Kosovo of the Kosovan Muslims. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and save us from these types of calamities and difficulties, and save us from shaitan mardud. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.